When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life is like the ocean, incredibly unpredictable. What can be predictable is how we respond to what life hands us. My name is Alexandra Wyman, and I am the host of the 4 to Joy podcast. After my husband died by suicide in 2020, I've been collecting tips and tricks to help me rebuild a life that erupted in an instant. Join me as we continue to find ways to navigate this thing called life. Welcome back to another episode. So grateful to be with you here today. It's been quite a road here as we're getting into spring, and it's so interesting, the cycles of seasons here in Colorado, which I know not all of you have the seasons like we do here, but with this rebirth and with everything starting to bloom, not only are there insane allergies when that happens, but it creates an energy of rebirth that kind of reverberates through everybody. So you can see some frenzied energy. You can see people outside more, working on their house more, trying to clean stuff out. It's so interesting and fascinating at the same time. And it falls right in line with what I wanted to talk about today. And I am someone who in the winter, I've learned in the last few years, I like to hibernate. I've always felt a little shame about that. Like, why can't I be more active? I know people who still love to run outside in the snow. I do enjoy skiing, although I have realized that most likely if I'm ever going to be skiing, I'm always going to be cold. I tend to be on the colder side anyway. And so I have found that I just like to hibernate. I like to spend cuddly time in bed. I like to read books, eat comfort food, which of course is not always the best habit, right? You know, there are ways to hibernate without having to just eat Frito pie. Anyway, my whole point in all of that is I have tried to embrace that a little bit more because I am someone, I like to run outside. I like to go for walks. We go for bike rides and sit outside. That's been something that's been a work in progress for the last almost 4 years, is trying to get my backyard to a place where I really want it to be a place that I enjoy sitting out there and I can read a book and Buddy can play. And it's been one thing after another. So we're not there yet, but I'm hopeful maybe as this summer comes to us that I'll be able to actually get it to a place that I really feel is a good backyard. But anyway, my point in all that is I have always also been a believer that when we're doing any sort of emotional work, even prior to Sean's passing, that there's an element of clearing out physical space that is helpful. And it kind of cracks me up because I feel like I am around people, it seems to be very, not so much black and white, but very paradoxical, if you will. Like, my mom was someone who always threw everything out, and my dad was the one who would keep, like, I follow him. I have piles of papers that I have to go through and figure out what I have to do with all of them. And so not so much like the hoarding or having to hold on to things. They definitely don't do that. But I always find it's very interesting. People kind of fall into those two camps. I'm keeping things. You never know when we might need them. Or I'm getting rid of everything. It's cluttering space and it's too much for me. And I do fall more into I get overwhelmed if there's too much, if things aren't in places. But my whole point in all of this is with my hibernation and clearing out that physical space is when we do that, when we clear out emotional space, when we clear out mental space, right? When we can work on getting off of the hamster wheel of thought processes, if we can work through our emotions rather than stuffing them down, it creates space for more, I'd say more pings, because you guys know I get into the woo, but more messages, more ideas to come through to us to lead us to what's coming next. And so recently, I did get this big push, like, oh my gosh, there's stuff in my basement. I need to go through some of Buddy's old toys. And then, right, stuff goes into bags and it just sits there. And we have an unfinished basement. And then finally, I'm like, oh, sometimes I try and sell things. And if they don't move, then I'm like, fine, this is how long I'll try and sell it. And then I'm just giving it away. And recently when I did that, it was so instantaneous for me that within 24 hours, I had so many creative ideas. Now, I don't usually consider myself to be a very creative person. And I do find that in the stage I'm in my life right now, I really do like writing stories. And that's been something I've been doing as one of my hobbies, is I'm getting these ideas for different stories. And what do I want to do? And it's been fun, I would say. Like, I don't consider myself to be a very fun person as much anymore. Still looking for that funny bone to come back. But I was like, oh, like I really enjoy this. And I like being able to tap into my imagination. And I was like, this is so interesting that within a day of getting rid of so much stuff and reorganizing things that this happened. Well, I have also been deciding or thinking about for the last 5 or 6 years now to finish our basement. And really just to give us, our house is a decent size and it's really not, it's just to have it done, right? It's just when things are hanging on a list for me, that starts to feel heavy. And it could be the smallest thing. I think I've talked about that a little bit, how overwhelming it can be when it's the smallest thing, but it just sits there and sits there. When you finally do it, you're like, oh, that wasn't that big a deal. Like I could have just done that. So the basement has kind of been like that. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? So many things going into that decision. And finally this year, I was like, I'm going to do it. And I happened to be talking to my therapist about it. And I said, it means I have to go through stuff in the basement. And it's not like it's that much of a dumping ground, but it kind of is. Like, I'm not sure where to put this. I don't have the storage. Let's put it in the basement. And very interesting response for me was that I started crying. And he kind of looked at me surprised, and I looked at him surprised, and I was like, oh, we found something. And he just kind of chuckled, and he was like, well, we did. Let's see what we can find out about what we found. And I'll tell you, I don't know yet, and I'm still working on it with him. But what was interesting is that clearly there were things, and I don't think it's just about the tangible things. I think there are some emotions or some perspectives or things that I have wanted to avoid. And I have stuffed them into a metaphorical basement. I have stuffed some things apparently into my actual basement. And again, thinking of something as big as like having to go through bins, some of Sean's stuff is down there and have to go through reorganizing, figuring out what I want to keep. Because I don't know about you. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep this. Yes, no, I don't know. Maybe I'll need it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But what I found with just even recognizing that, it gave me a clue that, oh, there is something somewhere I'm stuck. And if I take the first few baby steps to work through this, hopefully that will help me get unstuck. And then I can see what's waiting to come in. That's what it kind of feels like to me. It feels like there's some idea, some connection. There's something on the other side of whatever's going on with my emotions in regards to getting my basement ready to finish it. And in my head, I'm like, it's really not that big a deal to sort through bins. And like, I have stuff from my childhood, decorations, that kind of stuff. But I'm like, it's really not that big a deal. But for whatever reason, there's something attached there for me that I'm unaware of. But what I appreciate is it's brought awareness for me to go, there's a reason why I keep avoiding this. I've just said like, I don't have the time for it. We have all these other things going on. I'm not finishing the basement right now, blah, blah, blah. And now that I'm actually at a point where we are going to start doing some construction down there, where I'm like, oh, I have to face this. And now it's coming clear that what I thought was just more of a, I'll get to it one day, is more like, oh, I've been avoiding this. And I didn't realize that I was avoiding it. Another protective measure, this is what our body and our mind does for us. It protects us. It protects us from being hurt. No one wants to feel pain. I mean, there are those, and I do agree with this as much as that it just absolutely sucks is to understand what it feels like to have those glimpses of joy. You have to know what it feels like to not have that and to have the pain, to truly understand your love and the intensity of love is to also have experienced grief in some way. And again, grief does not have to be from a loss of a person. Part of this for me, I was like, oh, this is so interesting. And I wanted to propose to all of you, what's in your basement? What is it? Is there a drawer? Is there a shelf? Is there a whole room? Is there a closet? Is it the garage? That's another one on my list. Oh boy. I'll be very curious when I start to tackle the garage, what kind of emotions come up for me. because I actually do have quite a few of Sean's tools in there. So my question is, what is it? Where is it in your house? Maybe it's not in your house. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe there's something that just sits there where you have something you need to say. There's a boundary you need to set with someone and you just don't bring yourself to do it. You know, it's just easier to avoid it than have to deal with whatever is underneath that relationship. I don't know. Could it be that there is a loss that you've dealt with? I've known several people who have lost a loved one and won't touch their room. Now, I want to be clear. I am never a proponent for going through things or changing something when you're not ready for it. This process of going through a loved one's things is difficult. And I do have things around the house where I'm like, ooh, I haven't been able to touch that in a while. There's one in particular as I'm talking that I'm thinking of, or even now the thought of it, I get chest constriction, my whole body tenses, and I'm like, oh, I'm apparently not ready. I don't know what I would do with what's in there, but I'm just not ready to do that. So what I would say is you don't even have to take a step to do anything. I think the first step is to really think about, is there an area in your home or in your life that maybe it seems like you're not addressing for other reasons, but maybe it's more avoidance. And that can be an indicator of like, what is going on with this particular thing? Could it be that it's overwhelming because it looks like such a big project and then maybe need to figure out how to do baby steps? Could it be that there is some emotion attached to it and you're not ready to go through it? I will say this though, I think we're more ready to address these things than we feel like we are. And because of that overwhelming sense of what it would feel like to go through things, I'll be honest, a lot of the things that I go through in regards to some of Sean's things is related to a feeling of letting go. And I think I may do when I get to a point where I can actually work through my thoughts and feelings around letting go, that I will do a separate episode on that. But really, it comes down to, if I let go of some of those things of his, if I let go and work through some of the emotions attached to it, I'm letting go of a sense of control that has given me safety. Because there, of course, there's a fear around, I don't know that I could handle going through something as large as that again. And so while I can't control what's outside, I can't control life, I have to prepare myself, and that's what I do, and that's what we're doing together, is finding those tips and tricks to help each other be able to manage whatever comes our way. But there's this piece of it where if I hold on to some of these tangible things somewhere in my body, it makes me feel like I have a sense of control, and also that I'm not letting go of Sean. There's a fear around there. But anyway, so I do have that awareness. I just am not ready. I'll say I'm making baby steps towards really trying to embrace this idea of letting go and what would happen, but it is a little harder for me right now. So I think I can't say for sure in regards to the stuff in the basement, but I know that that theme has come up. So it may be something that you're not even really aware of, but I would encourage you, if you know what it is, if you know it's the junk drawer, if you know it's the garage, if you know it's this closet, just maybe do one thing and see what happens to your body, see what happens to you emotionally or mentally, and what kind of reaction you have, because I feel like that's going to clue you in to what is the avoidance or the barrier. It could be the same thing in that relationship. Like if you were to approach that person, if there's some like some discussion or conversation you have to have that you don't want to, what comes up for you with even like picking up the phone, let's say, to text or call that person to set up a time to meet and talk to them? What kind of feeling do you have? Like I said, I started thinking about the one bin of stuff that I have that I haven't been able to look at or touch, and my body went tight, oh tight, and I started to feel anxiety. So I think our body is a huge clue and cue for us on if we've hit, it's almost like a little treasure map, I feel like. It's like, I don't know if you guys ever played the hot, cold game, but I almost feel like that. Like you could walk around and be like, nope, that feels cold, that feels cold, that feels cold. And then you get to the one drawer and it's like, ooh, I'm feeling some anxiety, or I've hit it. This is definitely the hot spot. So I would just be curious what comes up for you all in regards to that, or if you've already gone through this process and something really cool has come in, some creative idea, some relationship or connection comes in, something to indicate, oh my gosh, I cleared out this space and look what happened. Because when we can clear out the sludge, as I call it, I didn't even realize that I had a layer of sludge here that needed to be cleared out. But when we get to the other side, it's so much better. It sucks for the process, but it's so much better on the other side. And so if you've already done something like this and you've had an idea come through or some creativity, or I would love to hear that. So definitely feel free to reach out. So what is in your basement? What is that one thing that you're kind of avoiding, and what can you do to take small baby steps to start working through that? I hope this is helpful. It was really eye-opening for me, because while I've lived by these concepts and ideas for a while, I didn't realize that I was kind of stuck in a certain way and now have to work through slowly and one bin or one item at a time to really start working through things. I so appreciate all of you. Feel free to reach out to me, alexandra@forwardtojoy.com. I would love it if you would like the show, download it, join it, share it. It really helps me. It's just something that's huge, and I appreciate all of the support, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. For more about Alexandra and her work, go to forwardtojoy.com.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga, it's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.